segment is brought to you in part by Captain Morgan.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, y'all? Captain Morgan Rum. Let's have an intoxicatingly good segment with the leading tackler for the Minnesota Vikings and weekly guest on this radio show during the season. Number 52, ladies and gentlemen, Chad Greenway joins. Chad, how you been?
I'm doing great. How you doing, PA?
Off-season going okay, my friend. The family all beautiful. What you doing?
Doing great. I just need to get a few more inches of water in the Lake Minnetonka so I can get my boat in. We're good to go.
Yep, and then you got this year you'll have the OTAs and the mandatories and the voluntaries and all that, and you'll be a year removed from the weird nature of the franchise tag and getting over that mentally, and 3-13 officially in the rearview mirror. So you got some good things coming up here, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we start our off-season program on Monday, next Monday, and we've got a big influx of guys coming in that have been sort of out for the off-season. Now they're coming back. So, I've been here working out and kind of been around the facility. It's nice to see some other guys coming in, and a lot of our young guys are here ready to work. That's really exciting to see.
What do you do for the NFL draft? Are you a hardcore draft rube? Do you watch it? Do you just wait for three? What do you do?
Well, obviously it'll be exciting times. I don't think it's been a long time since we picked this high in the draft. I'm sure fans will be excited and looking for something to kind of lean on and to get excited about for this season. So, what I'm going to try to do, I have a thing I have to do in Des Moines, Iowa that day. I'm going to try and make it back to the draft party and get up there to the Metrodome.
Hey, don't you think the Matt Khalil Dwight Freeney matchup Sunday, September 16th at Lucas Oil is just going to be unbelievable?
Well, I guess we'll see what happens. I'm not sure that's going to happen. You think you're going to get me that easy?
You know exactly what's going to happen. I would never push you on the radio for what's going to happen, but I'm telling you this right now. I'm already beginning to wonder if our 35th overall selection, Harrison Smith, the safety from Notre Dame, how he's going to keep up with Vernon Davis in the third game of the season. That's intriguing, isn't it?
What'd you say, Mel Kiper? I couldn't hear you.
Something called Harrison Smith, a safety from Notre Dame, keeping up with Vernon Davis. Here's the schedule, man. And seriously, on the draft, do you have any opinions? I mean, I don't expect you to come out there and say, if we don't take Matt Khalil, we're blowing it. If we don't take Justin Blackmon, Morris Claiborne, we're blowing it. But what are your thoughts on what this team needs and what it can fix with these 10 picks we have?
I think maybe aside from just my take, I don't think anything about what we're going to do or where we're at. But I think I've always thought that's been the best player available other than the quarterback. You know, obviously you need to get your quarterback. In our case, we have a young one that we're not going to go that direction. But And I've always kind of been a guy that thinks it makes the most sense to get the best player available as long as you don't have an all-pro at that spot on your team, you know? Yeah. So if that means we take Matt Khalil at three, then, you know, that's what we do. And I think we have guys on our team that are willing to shuffle around and make that fit work for us. But there's unfortunately, being a 3-13 team, we have spots that need to be filled, and we could go multiple directions.
Eight of the first 11, Chad, are against non-playoff teams from last year. Now, obviously, you can flip the script, and Lord knows we all hope your team flips the script and does it early, but the schedule's a complete beast, meat grinder late. But you know what? You start off with a bunch of winnable games up and down the schedule, don't you think?
Well, you know, absolutely. You look at those games and you say, well, you know, our schedule sets up fairly good. Until that meat grind, like you said, at the end, that just looks brutal. this is division game after division game against opponents you see all the time. But, I think the way it starts, you know, you look at last year, just the way we started, and if that thing goes any way different than it did, you know, 2-2, 1-3, 3-1, we're a much different team. And I think the biggest thing is, can we get off to a good start to get some confidence about ourselves coming off of a bad year? If we can do that, we know we can play with anybody. We've proven that. Aside from a couple ugly ones last year, we were in every game almost, you know, so it's can we get that confidence really in a lot of our young guys and just roll from there? But look at our team. There's going to be a lot of changeover, a lot of young people coming in, and you give young people like that some confidence in what they're doing, and that can really take off for you.
Sunday, November 4th, 3:15 game, Cappuccino Capital at that beautiful CenturyLink Stadium. How fired up is your dear friend Heath Farwell going to be to play some special teams?
Yeah, if I'm on any such teams, he's going to try to ear hole me. I know that. I'm going to try to stay away from him, the meathead. It'll be fun to, you know, it'd be fun to play against him. You know, T-Jack will be out there, right? So, you know, some guys that we've been around, but it's always fun to go out there and play in that stadium, just a cool stadium.
Hey, are you willing to go on the radio with what you told me yesterday via the text after we set this up?
Sure, I don't even remember what it was.
Okay, well, we looked at the schedule together a little bit from Jacksonville through that Thursday night game against Tampa.
Yes.
You predicted 7-1, right?
I always love that one.
Wow, you're trying to get me there. I'm a veteran of the radio. You can't get me.
I know. Hey, isn't it good? Speaking of Tampa, Thursday night, 7:30, Mall of America Field. You got the Biot short week, but isn't it good that you get the short week at home and you don't have to travel on a Wednesday? I think that's a big advantage.
Well, I was thinking about that this morning on the way into work, working out, was just that it's nice to be able to be home just because you don't have that extra travel day, just the extra lag, you know, and only a four-day week. Makes a big difference. So, you know, lucky that it's going to happen that way for us. And I saw in some publication last night about how we had three of the worst 10 games in the NFL next year. It was like Jacksonville, Tampa game, and Seattle game, I think. And I was thinking, you know, where we were 2 years ago, where we, you know, that's just going to motivate us. If people really think that way of us, you know, we don't want to become those bottom dwellers. We want to come back to the top and we're going to be motivated to get better.
Well, guess what, then? I mean, they're all must-wins for you because you want to go to the Super Bowl, and that's just how you treat things. But seriously, if you want to do that, if you want to turn the 3-13 frown upside down, prove the local and national negatives that you're much better than you guys were last year, you absolutely can't lose to Jacksonville first game of the season at home. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it. You know, you look at from a marketing standpoint for our guys, you must look at Mr. Steve LaCroix and say, well, you know, you have a 3-13 team you're trying to market, you want to get fans, and we have the best fans. There's nothing about that. They're thick and thin, they're there. But you know, then you have the Jacksonville Jaguars coming in who doesn't seem like anybody likes, even their own hometown. So not an easy way to start for sure, but you know, if we go out and we win that thing, and do it in convincing fashion, it's going to make a big stepping stone for our team.
No, you're not going to put LaCroix in the meat grinder for the opener. The home opener will sell out. Then you get
absolutely.
Well, then you get the glitzy Niners. Moss will probably still be on the team. Niners are a popular team, so therefore that will sell out too. The thing is, if you guys bleep it up early, man, marketing's going to be in the meat grinder Sunday, October 7th against the freaking Titans. You know what I mean?
Well, if Keith Hutchinson isn't coming back, so if he buys half the stadium out himself. No, honestly, you look back and you know, when you become a team like that, it was 3-13, and haven't gone through that now. Mm-hmm. You see how things can really matriculate, you know, over time in just a short period of time. You know, in the first month last year, things just got away from us, and then it's really hard to get that momentum back. Yeah. And if you can start better, I mean, there's no telling what we can do, and we love when people aren't going to tell us we can do something.
Yeah, we started the season with the wrong quarterback last year, Chad. I'm comfortable saying that to you on the radio and or to the head coach. Everybody can disagree, but that mistake right there kind of derailed the momentum early. You know what? If he finds Berrien in the Chargers game with 8 minutes to go or late in the Lions game here, you guys might have won that. I'm not putting it all on Donovan, but that thing, it just didn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it didn't work out. And like you said, you live and learn and you move on, and that's all you can do. So now we got to play catch up with the rest of the guys in our division. And if you don't do it, they're going to keep going past you. So we just got to keep catching up.
Do you remember how Maurice Jones-Drew, your beloved pocket Hercules, disrespected you in that part of Florida when you guys went down and beat the Jaguars a few years ago?
I don't ever remember being in Jacksonville.
You were in you remember what he said to you?
No, we can keep that between you and me. I absolutely know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, and you know what I mean. You got Ryan Leaf and Tony Mandarich and stuff like that, so whatever. It's you guys won that game, right? That was like the week after Tampa.
We did.
Yeah. Any other closing thoughts on the schedule or the way the whole thing shakes out and stuff?
No, I think, you know, just looking at it, it looks like a chance for us to kind of get back to where we think we should be. And I think people should be excited about it. Like I said, in this offseason program, we have so many young guys who are in, ready to work, and I think there's something to be excited about.
That nose tackle spot next to Kevin Williams, how important is that spot for the way you play your game? And LaTroy Guyon's probably going to get first crack pending the draft. Remy Adell gone. How important is that spot to the way you play the game?
Well, I mean, for us, I mean, the whole front is obviously pivotal, just the way they play and the way they can hold things up and knowing how to play off of people. So the nose tackle position is just huge in general. And when Pat Williams was playing it as best, you know, in 08, 09, you know, obviously we were stopping the run at a rate that, you know, not many people had done before.
Yeah.
So, you know, we obviously that shows right there how pivotal that is. But, you know, we have young guys that we're excited about and we need them to step up. You know, with these opportunities that are going to be given to them, they got to step up and make plays. and I hope they're willing to do it.
You, my friend, are the best. Have an excellent off season. Enjoy the draft, and I'll tap on you soon. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Yep. See you, Chad Greenway, linebacker, leading tackler for the Minnesota Vikings.